We've been talking about creating a culture, and we are now going to move into, we talked about decoding and the importance of being able to communicate the gospel in terms that kids understand, getting to the ideas that they have, and then decoding the scriptures in the sense of coming up with what are God's ideas. What is the scripture teaching? And then we've talked about modeling and how important it is that we are good role models. We model that which we speak. It's a high and holy calling. It really is. You're working with the future generation, and you're working with young people who are in trouble. Who are at risk, and what you do with that population can make a tremendous difference for Christ in this generation and the next. And so modeling becomes very important. You are very important. But now, I want to get to Harambe. And like I said, Harambe is... it's the place where leadership development really begins, is in Harambe. It's the name that I use for the regular weekly club meeting. I stole the name from John Perkins. John used that word to describe aspects of his ministry, and I thought it was such a great word, I just went ahead and acquired it. The Harambe moment is the moment where you are working with your multitude. Again, Jesus, he spoke to the multitude. He had 12 disciples that followed him. And of the 12, there were 3 that were closest to him. Well, I would describe the Harambe as your multitude. That is a group of kids that come together on a week-by-week basis, and you're meeting with them, you're having fun, you're eating food, but you're also getting them to think and helping to introduce them to the God who loves them. So they are your multitude. And they're in different places. They're all very, very different, but they're hearing this message from. They're engaging different needs for the day and where God is at. They're engaging those. They're the multitude. And Harambe is when you're shaping young minds. You're shaping them by causing them to think, causing them to open up, and causing them to say, okay, where is God in all of this? And here's what I think. Here's what's been ingrained in me. Here's how I've had to respond to what's happened to me in life. Where is God in all of this? Okay? So, the Harambe moment. It's a focused time of engagement around a felt need. Don't get me wrong, as I shared earlier, you can have your fun activity, your discovery activity, your discussion, but it is a focused time of engagement around a felt need. You're scratching where the youth are itching. Remember I shared with you that illustration of when working with a youth leader, and he was talking about some of the struggles he was having, and I finally asked him, are you scratching where they're itching? Are you identifying, are you speaking to their felt need, their real need? And he had to say no. The Harambe moment is when you are scratching where youth are itching. And your goal is to present God's perspective in a way that touches the group's felt need. Now, just as a preacher might share a message, and that message would impact people, the hearers, in different ways, it will speak to various needs at the same time, that's the same thing that happens in your youth club, that you communicate in such a way that kids will take that and apply it to their particular their particular need. So the Harambe moment, focusing on the youth. This really is your servant leadership moment. You are focused on your young people. This is the critical time. And time is respected and time frames adhered to. Talk a little bit about time. Dr. Grounds, John Perkins was speaking at Denver Seminary, and Dr. Grounds was the president at that time. And John went to Dr. Grounds and said, how much time do I have? He's going to be speaking at chapel. How much time do I have? And Dr. Grounds said, well, take all the time you need. But when you're done, stop. I thought that was humorous, that Dr. Grounds say, oh, take as much time as you need, but when you're finished, stop. How many times have we sat through a sermon or a youth talk that should have stopped 10, 20, 30 minutes before? Time is important. And it's not a time for a lecture. It's a time of discovery. And so because of that, you're creative in what you do. You have creative engagement, lively discussion. What do you think and why? The actual meeting. There's a fun activity. There's a discovery activity. There's a discussion, and there is a talk to. Again, the fun activity is an activity that basically draws kids in to be together. When they're finished with that activity, they've kind of forgotten about what they came from, and they're now there with you. The discovery activity should be an activity that's tied to your discussion. It could be another game, or it could be something else. But whatever it is, it gets them thinking about what the discussion topic is going to be. And then when you get to the discussion, again, honest dialogue, honest answers to honest questions. But at this point in time, you really are listening to them. You're listening to what they think, and you're trying to understand. And you're spouting back to them, okay, this is what you're... So what I'm hearing you say about this situation is, this is what you believe. These are your ideas. That's what I'm hearing you say. You want to be very clear. You want to know what they... You value what they think. Not their thinking may be right, it may be wrong, doesn't matter. What matters is you're valuing it. You want them to think, because in a moment, you're going to talk to them. And when you talk to them, you're going to take everything that they have shared with you, that you're going to condense it into a single idea, and then you're going to share with them, because you've already anticipated this. You've already spent time with the kids. You already know, you have a sense for what their felt need is, and you've already gone to God and to the Scriptures and said, okay, God, what do you think about this? What are the central ideas for you? If Jesus were here talking to them, what would He say to them? And you've already thought that through, and you've thought about it to where you can share with illustration, all those other things, you can share the central idea of this is where God is at in all of this. Okay? I want to come back to time. Respecting the gift of time. I know that in different cultures and in different places, people have differing views on time. Some say, "Oh, it's not that big of a deal to start late. It's not that big of a deal to, we can work off of a different time." So some, and really, in some cultures, the situation is such where you do wait and you do things happen over a much longer period of time, because relationships are important, and cultures differ on just how important that is. I don't think I'm really speaking to that. What I am saying is that time is a trust and a stewardship. We all exist in time. And so because we're leaders, we should use time well. And so the time that we have with young people, we do not want to abuse. We want to use it to its maximum impact, its maximum effect. What you want to do with a youth club is you want to make 1 hour feel like 20 minutes. Have you ever been to a movie? There are some movies you go to, and the movie is an hour and a half long, and you feel like it should have been done an hour ago. Then there are other movies you go to, and it's an hour and a half long, and the hour and a half is done. You're going, wow, I'm still in it. I'm still there. Well, you want your youth meeting to be like that. You want to so be in control of time that it's used well. So now, that doesn't, you really don't want your youth to be watching a clock. You don't want them to do that. You want them to be so engaged and so excited about what they're doing, and that when it's done, they're going, wow, I could go an hour longer. But you don't, because you respect time, and you want that sense of, wow, this was great, I'm coming back next week. So it's about treating time as a stewardship and as a trust and as a tool that you can use to be effective in your communication with young people. So, the meeting, fun activity, discovery activity, discussion, and talk to, all with a respect for time. Now, the preparation. There are certain elements within a talk. At that talk to part, where you are now addressing them, there are certain parts to that are important. One, you make sure you surface a need. Second, you discover what the big idea is. You need to know what the central idea is. You need to choose an opener. How are you going to start? I love what Francis Schaeffer said, oppose wrong beginnings. You need to have a beginning that captures their attention. You don't want to hem and haw into what you're going to say. You want to be clear from the very first, choose your first statement well. And then you also want to think through your transitions and your big idea illustrations. You want to illustrate, but you also want to move from one section to the next. You want to be conscious of it. If you're moving from your opening statement to your first statement, it could just be just jumping right from one to the other. It could be some kind of a statement in between. Whatever it is, it's intentional. You've thought through your transitions, so you move through your talk smoothly. And you have illustrations that match your point. That's important that you have that. And then have an application. What are they going to do now that they've heard this? What are you going to challenge them to do? Give them some kind of application. Go home. Based on what we talked about, I challenge you to go home and tell your parents that you love them. Simple application. But it's something that these elements in the talk, as you put these elements together into a talk, and that talk, again, I'm speaking as an American and in American culture, and I don't think the talk should be more than 5 minutes. I really don't. I think in 5 minutes you should be able to say what needs to be said. No hemming, no hawing, no dancing around. You're clear. This takes preparation. But it's important preparation because of your mission. This is what you're about doing week after week after week. The Harambee moment.